Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jennifer Aniston's wild confessions, why she's ready to deliver your baby, and is she secretly hanging out with John Mayer? Kristen Bell gets dirty.
I'm a big fan of waiting for the steak.
The big debate taking over Hollywood. Plus, Blake and Ryan hit the red carpet, and he's telling us about their crazy life at home.
Honestly, I throw confetti at myself if I just have time to make breakfast.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Who's ready to have some fun today?
I am.
Everybody?
We
yes.
Are.
Because Jennifer Aniston is dropping all kinds of bombs about her friends, John Mayer, and who she's cutting out of her life.
Ow.
Lonnie, Morgan, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Shoes.
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 Shoes. Yes. Aren't they fun?
They are so cute.
Thank you.
Y'all two guys.
I bought them, not the show.
Well, okay. Let me ask you guys something.
Yes.
Can you imagine Jennifer Aniston as a doctor? Because she thinks she'd be a great one. Jennifer, who is stunning on the cover of InStyle magazine, tells the publication she's actually shown up in her friends' delivery rooms. She's gotten down all up in there to see what's going on, saying, I was the first face the baby saw. The doctor said, excuse me, please, you're in my light. Would you let your friend get all up close and personal after going through what you went through?
If my friend was Jennifer Aniston, absolutely. Like, I feel like that is her role, and I'm not shocked by this at all. Like, I feel like she embodies exactly who she's been on TV. Like, she is that girl next door. She is your friend. Like, you're not uncomfortable about being in your most vulnerable moment with her. I love Jennifer Aniston. Be my friend.
Oh, like, my God.
Come be in the room for my second baby.
I don't think this is about support, though.
You don't? You just think she's looking at random people's vaginas?
I think that she literally is doing this for medical reasons. If you take a pill once a day, it's a once-a-day method. If you get an IUD, it's 3 months max. If you see a live birth, your ovary will go into shock for at least 3 years. Like, this woman, this is natural birth control for her.
Okay, so you think this is what has kept her up? No, I mean...
No, it's true. Because Tamara Mori Housley invited me to come to the birth of her second child, Araya. Yeah, out of surprise, too. I was like, she was like, no, you can come to the delivery. I was like, are you serious?
That is a very special soul. I didn't want anyone near me. I was so great. It was the one moment I was so grateful for COVID. Not my parents, not his parents, not a damn person.
Not a damn. Are you in labor?
36 hours.
Ooh, see, yeah, that would make me... That's the whole thing, is that when you see that process, and I saw what she went through, because she, like, threw up. She
oh, my God.
All this, I was like, oh, my goodness, yeah, I'm good on having babies.
So I could throw up right now thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a friend who had home birth, and she invited her close friends.
Listen, this is not a seance.
They gave me one of those fish things, you know, like those green nets that they give to people who have fish tanks? They gave me one of those, and I was like, what am I doing with that?
To scoop things out of
the... They were like, just in case you take some poop. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
You guys,
I'm gonna get a drink.
We are too far in the show. I cannot. I will yak on this stage.
Okay, well, while you get your stomach together.
No.
Jennifer Aniston also says she cut ties with a few people in her weekly routine over their vaccination status.
Uh-oh.
Now, this has been a huge debate right now, and I want to know what you guys think.
Amen.
I'm going to first start off by saying, your body, your choice. My house, my choice. And if I don't want you to enter my house because you don't have the vaccine, that is my choice.
I am a 100% with you. I've had some people around me that I came to find out were not vaccinated. I had a conversation with everybody personally. I said, I completely respect your opinion. If you don't want to, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. But I can't be around you. Obviously, I have a little baby. I can't be potential. I don't care if I get COVID, but I can't pass that along. So I'm only hanging with vaccinated status. Actually, one of my closest best friends is not vaccinated yet. And we worked out together last week and she wore a mask and we had to spend 6 feet. I mean, I'm not messing around.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I think we shouldn't be judgmental. I think as friends, we should, you know, give our friends warnings. But I don't like, the judgment because it's dividing us as a country. I don't like that part. I think as true friends, we should say, hey, this is why. And if they have questions, keep it open. But you also have the right to say, you know what? You got to understand I have a baby. So don't come by my house. Maybe we can meet outside. We can do. There are concessions, I think, that we have. And I think that's what she really means. But to just cut out your... I mean, come on. I had to cut out half the Usher board. I'm not doing that. I'm not cutting out my Usher board. I'm just staying away from them. I'm masking up. I ask them to mask up, but I keep... but I'm not judgmental.
I think that's what we were saying. Like, I'm not, if you don't want to get the vaccine, I completely support that. That is your choice. But I also, as you said, have the right to not necessarily want to engage. Because if you're out and you're hanging out and you're not vaccinated in a space where people are not vaccinated, your chances are quite high to contract COVID. Yeah. And I didn't go through a whole damn pandemic and pregnancy not to get it, now.
Yeah, right. No, for sure. And you know what, Lonnie, you're right. I'm not a judgy person.
Roll it back.
I am not mistaken again for the people in the back.
Sylvester.
He just lied to your face. That was the first time.
I am not a judgy person.
Okay.
But if your excuse is, I don't want to put it in my body because it's bad for my body, bitch, I saw your ex-husband, and I think your gynecologist would agree he was bad for your body, too. But you kept on letting him mess up your pH balance.
By the way, all valid. And also, like, what are all the memes that we're seeing now? Like, we get a vaccine for literally everything. Chicken pox, hepatitis, polio, all of these different things. Like, you didn't question it, but now that we have something that we need to protect ourselves against.
You bought a bag of some substance.
In Cabo San Lucas. Snorting that up your nose. That is not worse for you than the back. I wasn't there, but I'm just saying I've seen people pick up prescriptions.
I'm just letting you know I can't with people who use that excuse.
Yeah.
I also can't with, and I'm sorry to burst these people's bubbles, but if you're looking at somebody on television and they are, defending people being anti-vax, I think it's okay. I think it's totally fine. My problem is I have friends who work at other networks who are on the anti-vax, train and they are, pushing it, but they are vaccinated.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can't really listen to what everyone has
to say. Also, they're getting tested.
And they're getting tested all the time.
So you got to look at everybody's lifestyle, and you have to, make an informed opinion of yourself. You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
And I think that as a friend, that's what you keep doing. So I keep telling the Usher board, look, I got it, Barack Obama got it. When you say Barack Obama got it, wait a minute.
Okay. I'm in.
Still, anything he does, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, God, I'll do it.
Fine ass man.
Later on in the show, we'll tell you what Jen said about John Mayer. Ooh. And you can read more in Style September issue. That will be out August 20th.
This is one of my favorite shoots she's ever done.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Sandra Oh is taking on a new role in her career, The Mom. Mm. Amanda Peet interviewed Sandra for The Cut, and they talked about how actresses their age get upset about having to play the mother or the wife. But Sandra says she is fine with it and thinks there is tremendous richness in all of these experiences and relationships. There's also a paycheck that goes with it, too.
Exactly.
Sandra sounds okay with it. Lonnie, as an actress, do you find that, you can't even
Lonnie
relate.
Lonnie, as in everything, what do you think about this?
You know what? For a minute, when I first started, I was always, because black actresses, I was the sassy girlfriend. That was it. Then I was the lunch lady. I went through, a whole... But the thing is like what you said at the end, it was a paycheck. It was a start. But with Sandra Oh, she has the ability to produce her own projects. And nothing is wrong with being the mother. It's just make sure that when you take the project, that you could be more than just, wallpaper. That's what we call it in acting. It's like you're just there because you're supposed to be there. So if you produce your own projects, and women are doing it, it's nothing wrong with being the mother part because we need mother roles. But make it a strong mother role. Make it something worthy, and that means you have to produce your own projects. That's all.
But also, don't mother role. I mean, mothers come in all shapes and sizes and ages.
Yeah,
that's
do.
The other thing. Like and when I think of Sandra Oh, when she kind of sort of put this mother connotation, like she's the older one. I was like, what are you talking? Like, right. I don't look or think of Sandra Oh as somebody who is like settling into the twilight years of her motherhood.
Yeah, but casting directors ages do. They look at you, they be like, okay, we have this mother role.
That's just to me like so.
Well, you know what's
crazy.
Interesting?
Like, I'm a mom.
No, they will put Sandra Oh, who doesn't look like a mother, in the mother role. Meanwhile, they'll still try to make a sleep with Jack Nicholson in a movie. Meanwhile, he got a cane and a walker.
Right, it's true. Yeah.
It's like, how
they don't do it to men.
They don't do it to men, but we do it to men in other ways. We do it to men in sports. You have a basketball player that comes on the scene. He's a young ingenue. He's a rookie. He lasts for 2 years in that spotlight. And then all of a sudden, a new guy comes on, and we forget about that old guy.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
It's in different industries.
Just
for
in
sure.
a different yeah. industry.
Well, like LeBron James. Now he's the new Space Jam, where it used to be Michael Jordan or something like that.
Did you see that new Space Jam?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Shame.
White lady shade,
y'all. No, I love LeBron, but not great.
White lady shade.
Not great.
And by the way, Lonnie, you're right. You got to take more roles that aren't just wallpaper. But honey, if the money's right,
that's the thing.
Where do you want me to plaster myself
at? Most
people
need to pay their bills. Pay whatever, however you can.
Yeah, yeah. And she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She's a massive actress. Yes.
But no, I think what she's saying is that this industry tends to put women, especially, in a box because she's older, and now you can only be this type of person. And what I'm saying is, you look at somebody like Reese Witherspoon. You know, look at who's married to the Aussie.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Because they're creating.
They produce their own, and when you produce your own, you can make your own. Kerry Washington does the same thing. So it's time for women to start producing their own, so they don't have to just take these mother roles and be wallpaper.
100%. Yep. Coming up, it's Meghan Markle's 40th birthday and the big announcement she just made. Plus, sex, lies, and housewives.
Ow.
Did Sonya really hook up with that hot model? That is next.
Am I not on the current house?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In case you haven't heard, Hollywood is in an uproar about bats.
Dun, dun, dun.
It started a few weeks ago when Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis admitted they don't bathe their kids until they see the dirt on them. Mm. Well, now Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard are getting in on the action. Listen to what they said on The View.
What they say?
We bathe our children every single night. Prior to bed is like the routine. And then somehow they just started going to sleep on their own without the routine. And by George, we had to start saying like, hey, when's the last time you bathed them?
Yeah, we forget.
Sometimes 5-6 days goes along. I mean, they don't smell. So, you know, it's hard to.
Well,
that's right.
They do. I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink.
Okay,
once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up.
My response is Whoopi's face.
By the way, Whoopi tried. She tried to be like, yeah, okay, this is.
She was like, I was married to a white man. I know how y'all roll.
No.
This is not speaking for all white people. Let me just tell you. And like, look, I get it. You know, everybody's physical makeup is different. It's like, don't do it. It's true. Everyone's, I had a smart word in the dressing room and I can't think of it. Your genetic makeup,
molecular.
Like your molecular system.
You better go ahead with it. Come on, girl.
Bill Nye.
Wallpaper.
Go ahead, Bill Nye.
That was my first hair flip since I've been back. It's my happiest day.
I like it.
I don't know what I was saying to you. You always do this to me.
Lonnie.
First of all, there's some cool parents. I would have to say that because they tried to get him into a routine. Do you think you would get Ro in a routine?
We do.
Right now she's young. You don't have to bathe her.
No, we do every night at 6.
Well, you know what they say.
Just bath time.
Yeah, because it relaxes her.
But you know, my mom's like, you wash your hair every day. I'm like, you did your kids. This is not your time anymore. Stop driving me effing crazy every second. So we do that because it does relax her. But I feel like I was growing up, I always had like, it was like, okay, go in the shower, dinner, then shower. Like, it was always a part of my routine.
Right.
So I couldn't imagine like my kid going to school and it being like 2 days or 3 days. Like, I get that they get sweaty and dirty, but kids are disgusting. Like, don't you want to clean them?
That's what I'm saying. Like, my mom used to say, you don't want them streets in these sheets. And
right.
It made sense to me.
Yeah.
But I also grew up in Louisiana. It was 106 degrees outside.
Right.
Right.
I came home looking like a Garbage Pail Kid every single day.
Right.
So I don't know what it was like to not stink as a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We ran around and we got crazy. But there were times when I was going through puberty when my nasty ass would walk in front of my mother, you know, in the morning, and she would grab me by the collar and pull me back and sniff me and say, if you don't get your ass in this shower now, embarrassing me in front of my company, I will. And you knew exactly what to do.
Yes.
'Cause that puberty smell is a whole different, it's a whole different type of monster.
But that's the problem. If you start the kids at 5 or 6, when I worked as a nanny, saying, oh, you can take a shower whenever you think, a habit, you gotta get kids into a routine.
Totally.
Because you don't want your kids going to school at 13 smelling like.
No, I agree with you. But there are also people that, going back to my science experiment, like where people feel like your body, you only need to clean certain areas, and like your body, natural oils help clean your body. People have that belief system.
I believe.
I personally do not.
I believe if you want, I don't shower in the morning. Some people do the nighttime shower and the daytime shower.
You showered in the morning when you started at E, and then you're like, I'm not going to keep
I'm not going to do it.
Can't do it. At 4:30, no damn way.
Nobody wants to shower at 4:30.
No, it's not waking me up. It's pissing me off.
But also, you're right. It's stripping your oils from your body, and I just think it's a waste of water, and it's a waste of money, and it's a waste of your time.
It's a waste of water. He just doesn't want to wake his ass up.
But I do wash my entertainment center and the party spot.
No,
did you say the entertainment center, the party spot?
Yeah, you got to wash the entertainment center and then the party spot.
The surround sound? No, it's weird. It gets weird. Don't leave us. Anyway, we do. I try to shower at night as late as possible because it adjusts when you do shower in the morning and then you switch to just showering at night. You're like, it's
but
tough.
It sounds
but you
like
gotta...
to me, those two, because what they said was, you know, I thought he did it. I thought she did it because they had him on a routine. And he said, I thought you didn't.
Meanwhile, the kids got more flies than the
kids coming. So it's like, okay, look, one of y'all got to step up and be the parent.
But also, they're like the relatable couple that's like relating to everyone in America whose family's busy and mom's running around and dad's doing stuff. And, you know.
And I just want to say, see, Justin, she has proved, Morgan, that white people do shower.
Just don't bathe the kids.
I only wash my hair twice a week. Okay, keep going.
Have you ever had a friend tell you a story about their night out that was just so juicy you couldn't believe it? Well, that's exactly what happened on The Real Housewives of New York after Sonia claimed she got her freak on. Take a look.
We have to get the real story from Hank. He's the guy.
I got the real story. So basically, Sonia went back to the hotel where Dylan was staying with his girlfriend. So Sonia, Dylan, and the girlfriend, three of them. Then Hank got a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Dylan said, listen, you got to come get Sonia because she's passed out drunk on my bed in my hotel room, and you got to get her out of here. Why is Sonia making up stories? Why does she want to say that she had hot sex with some hot guy all night when she actually passed out in his bed and someone had to go get her?
Because it's a good story.
Thank you.
That's why. You lie.
You lie.
Yeah, I had sex with Idris Elba. Yeah.
Take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Until you get sued.
Who gonna know?
Sip where? I think that Sonia probably thought she had sex with that man. Like, she woke up discombobulated. She was like, there is no way I did all this to myself. Like, somebody was definitely up in here getting their freak on.
This cast this season, I'm like, what is happening?
Damn mess.
It is a damn mess, that show. Leah's the only one keeping it together. I don't know what's happening. And by the way, I'm one episode behind. I literally thought that I had seen this episode and then realized, I didn't know about that storyline, so I didn't know if it was that uninteresting or I wasn't paying attention. I'm glad to know that I didn't see it. I don't know, why would you want to? I mean, these women, when these young boys come around,
last
episode, did you see Ramona when she was like, do you have my address?
Yes.
I was like, bitch, this is insane.
It's a competition to see who can bag the hottest guys because there are three cougars going after the same people. And Luann definitely has a man. I think some of the ladies are jealous of that tall, Norwegian, piece of meat.
Luann is a classy lady.
100%. We have a friend who, if he's not in a relationship and everybody else is in a relationship, guess what? He's dating Maxwell Folgers. We know it's a fake name, but we're going to go with it.
It's a phantom relationship. Oh my God. You're like, where's the man?
But it's every time to the point where you're like, we know you're lying.
I don't care. Let her go with it.
Oh, girl.
Let her go with it,
okay? Oh, girl, it's so good. I'm like, girl, you haven't had a man in 5 years. What are you talking about?
What the excuses? Why he couldn't come to the party? He had to work late. Like, what kind of work is he doing?
By the way, you don't know. The things that we have swallowed whole in the lies of the bullshit.
The amount of watermelons through a straw that we have swallowed in our lives when it comes to the lies. It's crazy.
I'm like, we're still doing, okay.
We're still saying it.
Okay.
I will say, I lie when I go home.
Why?
When people ask me if I'm dating somebody, it's much easier to say, yes, I am. He was with his family for Christmas. Because if I don't say that, it's like, well, why are you still single?
Right.
And it's like, well, bitch, if I knew, I would be single.
But you know what you can say, too? It's none of your damn business.
But then it would be, why is it not my business? Why are you so angry? You must be single. Like,
you just got to be
like, I'm like, yes. I'm like, no, we're good. George Glass is fine. He's a carpenter. He's retired. He's on a boat somewhere in Nantucket.
Oh, my goodness. They be checking your Instagram.
All day. After the break, are Jen Aniston and John Mayer hanging out again? Don't go anywhere.
What year is that?
Are we freezing meat in here today? It's colder.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Meghan Markle turns 40 today, and the royals have something to say about it. Instagram accounts for the Queen, Charles, and Camilla, and William and Kate all posted pictures of Meghan to their stories and wished her a very happy birthday. As for Meghan, she's celebrating by giving back. She just launched 40 by 40, where she's asking people to donate 40 minutes of their time to acts of service. You can stop panicking. Seth Rogen is fine. A TikTok user went viral after posting a video asking if Seth was okay, since all he ever posts on Instagram are pictures of his pottery. Seth responded, he swear he's fine and that he's not been killed or kidnapped by a shady ceramicist. The man just really loves making vases. I believe him. And congrats to John Corbett and Bo Derek. After 20 years together, they secretly married back in December. Now, John shared the news on The Talk. He says he didn't want 2020 to be that thing that everybody looks back at and hate it. We thought, let's get one nice thing out of it. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Justin, if you got a good thing going like they do, would you just keep it going or put a ring on it? Come on, be honest.
Ooh. You know what? I think after 10, 15, 20 years, I think I would be like, you know what? We're getting old. And by that time, I'm going to be 70. We might as well just do it. Right?
Yeah, I was just as shocked that it was John Corbett and Bo Derek.
They kept that on the wraps for a long time.
I mean, a long, because she's what? How old?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And he's like.
Time to tackle some celebrity conspiracy theories. Our exes Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer secretly sliding in each other's DMs again.
Ooh, he looks good there.
Okay, so back in March, the internet detectives, shout out to internet, they don't let anything slip past them, pointed out that John shared a TikTok that appeared to have Jen's dog in it. Uh-oh. Exhibit A, they are wearing the same collars.
That's not the same dog.
Okay,
Well, fast forward to now, and Jen totally gave a non-answer answer to InStyle magazine when they asked her about it. She said, "It's funny you should say that because the collars are so cool."
Oh, I told you it's the same dog.
Lonnie.
Damn.
By the way, we all have that ex who we want to go back to, but we talk so much about that our friends would never let us do it. So we keep it on the wraps, and then we get busted every now and then because someone sees your car in front of their house, and,
the and
then you
is,
gotta lie.
The problem is John Mayer is that ex for every single
Everybody.
Person
yeah.
he has been with. It's Katy Perry. Well, I shouldn't say that because she's happy with Orlando Bloom, but it's yeah. Jennifer Aniston. Maybe she had Brad Pitt too, but Jessica Simpson, like John Mayer. It's
he
John
did
Mayer.
It, y'all.
Yeah.
God.
He's a rock star. He's a rock star. That's how rock stars are. She needs to go back to Brad Pitt. Just make it happen.
No, can't do it. He did her so dirty. At W Magazine spread, I'm never forgiving you, Brad. Ever.
Ever.
Ever for that.
Ever?
He was not divorced and posed with somebody.
Ooh, allegedly.
Well, no, he wasn't divorced when he did that. And posed as a family man was nasty. Not nice.
But people make mistakes.
Oh, trust me, I've made all of them.
Not on the cover.
This is not on the cover of W Magazine. Okay.
Conspiracy
That's
theory
different.
Number two.
That's different.
Are Lizzo and Chris Evans bumping uglies? So after Lizzo posted a TikTok pretending to be pregnant with Captain America's baby, she then shared Chris's response after he slid back into her DNA, into her DMs.
Well, maybe he is sliding into her DNA.
Do you think these two might be getting it on?
This is social. It's a Twitter boyfriend. He has a lot of Twitter girlfriends.
I don't know, y'all.
Remember when Chris Evans, just like we've been just talking about him for a year and a half straight since that photo came out?
No, it's good.
I'm all about it. Like, I'm a big believer in never say never. So you don't know. Maybe this will happen.
He's been having Twitter and social media girlfriends. She's one of them. He's got he's dating people on Twitter.
For sure.
Seriously.
And I will say, she is the Black Taylor Swift. So whatever happens in your relationship will end up on that next album. So Chris Evans may want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Is Britney's new Instagram message about her conservatorship, or did she really lock herself in a bathroom?
Uh-oh.
Britney shared a long post about getting locked in her bathroom at 2 a.m.
What?
She said she had to shout to wake up Sam, and when he couldn't open the door, she had to call security. What kind of doors do they have? They waited a long time for them to arrive, so she drank some old coffee that was in the bathroom,
Wait.
She said it, and said she re-energized herself. Then finally, the door opened.
Yep. So what are we saying now?
Is it a metaphor?
Or did no? She's really
she
think she got in locked in the bathroom.
She got locked in the bathroom. There's no way.
She had her phone, so she was.
But the fact that she had an old Starbucks waiting just
Honey,
in
don't
case.
Do it. Don't mention the phone. What are you talking? Why are we being set up? Okay, she got locked in the bathroom. Move on. What's the next thing? Like.
And she couldn't get out. That's a house, man.
That is my biggest fear, going into any bathroom and getting locked in. Forget it. Awful.
No, but you lock on the...
No. Still, you never know. It's okay. Janky. I also always double check to make
Why
sure
Why the heck? What? What?
And we're staying in the bathroom combo?
We're going to move on from Good. The bathroom combo. Brittany, we're just happy someone freed you.
Yeah.
Up next, Ryan and Blake hit the red carpet.
You are so dumb.
He's telling us about life.
Shady.
With three daughters and the time he had a nervous breakdown.
I think she got locked in.
Camila Cabello is finally getting her happy ever after.
Ow.
But not with Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
It's with Billy Porter because he is giving her life. You've got to see the new trailer for their movie, Cinderella, and it's got a bit of a twist.
So cute.
I have to make a life for myself. I'll sell one of my signature dresses. Soon everyone will know my name.
Yes! I am your fabulous godmother. Do you want to go to that ball and meet a bunch of rich people who will change your life?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
Then go, you shall!
Oh, look at that. This is different.
Dad, you said you wanted to be a businesswoman. It's magic time.
Holy.
Where's my tail? I can't balance without my tail!
I pick you to be my princess.
What about my work? I don't want a life stuck waving from a royal box any more than a life confined to a basement. They're glass? Any way you can make them more comfortable?
No.
But you just did a whole thing.
Even magic has its limits.
I smell a new comedy duo.
So Cinderella wants to go to the Met Gala.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
She wants a ticket to AMFAR.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. UNICEF.
And I'm here.
She's
and I'm
Capri.
Here for it.
She's going to Capri.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Billy
it's
Porter.
So cute.
Oh, my God. The movie is on Prime Video September 3rd. I am so excited about this. And I'm so excited about Billy Porter transforming that character into something different.
Different.
Because we all know.
Yeah.
Cinderella's real fairy godmother was a queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Come on.
But also, this goes back that Billy Porter, for years, was on Broadway. Fabulous on Broadway. And this shows you that, you know, going back to the Sandra Oh about, you know, maybe you become older and you can't find certain parts. Billy hung in there. He did Pose. He won the Emmy. Now, look at him. He's starring in movies. This is why you don't give up. And I just love him and support him. And I think this is a great role for him.
Yeah. I got to ask you guys, when it comes to your own life,
yeah,
would you pick the prince or the career?
Well, I picked the career.
You did?
Yeah, and I'm happy I did because now I'm sitting with you two.
Oh, my God. Why and you're not leaving. You. Do you want to make your announcement now? How do you want to bring it up?
Wait, when you made that decision,
yes.
Did you regret it at first?
No, I never regretted it.
Be more specific. Like, were you in a relationship for a long time and then decided?
This is the thing about female comics, real quick. It's really the reason why you don't see a lot of female comics, you see a handful. But because it's so hard to do the role as a female. If you get into a relationship, if you have a baby, then you're knocked off. Then you got to try to get back on, you know, and try to get back into the clubs. People try to say women aren't funny. No, you just don't see as many women stand-ups I'm talking about out there.
Yeah.
You know, but women are hilarious. It's just that when we are put in different positions, you have to choose your lifestyle. I chose that I wanted to be an entertainer, and I knew that that would be sacrificing. And so that's what I did, and it for me, it paid off. I don't necessarily like this because I think now times have changed. I'm talking about 20 years ago when women, you know, especially African-American women had to do certain things. But now it has changed where women can have the career and have the husband and have the children. It's more of a balancing act. And we've come a long way since then.
Do you remember when women used to have to hide that they had kids?
Yes.
Like comedians especially.
What about it knocked up?
Crazy.
That wasn't that long ago.
No. Yeah.
Didn't you work here?
I would ask you what you were going to choose, but we see Instagram stories and you chose a prince.
No, what do you mean? I'm still here. Everyone's like, why are you still working? I'm like, because I think you can have both.
And you're the perfect example. And that's what I'm saying. Times are it's modern times now.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But 20 years ago, it was that. But that's the only issue I have with this storyline is that women can have both now.
Yeah.
Well, that was taking place in the 1800s. It's
you
a period piece.
Yeah. They tried to update it a little, but not
really. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively had a date night at Ryan's movie. They showed up to the Free Guy premiere last night looking amazing.
Ow.
Blake wore a pink probable cutout dress, and Ryan kept it cute in a
so
beige
cute.
Suit.
Oh, she's gorgeous. I love her.
I love her. She's like one of my favorite red carpet moments at all times. I'm not thrilled with Ryan's look.
Well, so explain his whole look and his whole demeanor, because we got a chance to chat with Ryan and his co-star Jodie Comer about their new film. Check
Shorts
it out
are so
here.
High, damn it.
Victor, I have three daughters, six and under. There's no video games happening in my house. Honestly, I throw confetti at myself if I just have time to make breakfast in the mornings.
Mondays, am I right, Joe?
You said it, guy.
Ryan Reynolds might think his mornings are rough, but in his new movie, Free Guy, he discovers he's in a video game.
And it's full of bad guys. We need you to be the good guy.
Did you grow up playing video games? And if not, did you get more into them after playing this role?
Production. They got me a PlayStation 4, and they gave me a handful of games to kind of go away with. Spider-Man was my favorite.
Okay.
I have to say, but I haven't brought it into my own life. I take them way too seriously, truth be told.
Are you super competitive?
No, the stakes are way too high.
Victor is super competitive, trust me. I know he's super competitive. I had a nervous breakdown when I was 11 playing Castlevania. I don't know if you remember that game. I don't know if that game existed when you were a kid, but I'm assuming I'm older than you. A lot.
Dude, this is scary!
He's just resting.
I saw Alex Trebek in this movie, and my mom and everyone grew up on Alex Trebek. Did you guys get to work with him? Was he there? Did you guys get to see him?
Yeah, we shot that separately, actually after the film had been completely done and dusted and completed. And Alex was kind enough to jump in and do this little cameo for us. And I was just so blown away by how sweet he was to do that. Even right up until just shortly before he passed away, he was still, you know, I talked to him on the phone about a charity initiative that he was trying to launch. I mean, this guy was really made of good stuff right to the end. And having him in the movie is certainly bittersweet, that's for sure.
Is this what recreational drugs feel like?
But was the cast ready for all those crazy stunts?
It would be a no and a no. I started working with stunt departments like 3 hours a day, which was incredible and really eye-opening.
Is that a Glock in your pocket?
No.
What?
It's 2 Glocks. Oh!
I would say it's probably my favorite movie I've ever done. I mean, mostly because I grew up watching Amblin movies about wish fulfillment, and, you know, I just feel like the last few years have been so hard on so many people, not just in this country, but all over the world, and I think, you know, it's great working on and being a part of a movie that is about this unabashed fastball of joy.
Coming up, the Olympic cyclists have nothing on us. We're hitting the track to see who will win gold in a tricycle race. You don't want to miss this.
Track cycling is underway at the Olympics, and yesterday the U.S. took bronze in the women's team event. So we thought, why not have our own track cycling race? And we're going to make Morgan and what's his name do it, okay?
Wow.
They're feeling it. But instead of bicycles, Morgan and Justin will be riding good old-fashioned tricycles. First person to complete 2 laps wins. Okay, you ready? Wait, hold on.
On your mark, gets a head start.
On your mark, get set. Go!
No!
Go! Go! Oh, look at Morgan. She's getting it. She is in the lead with her sparkly heels. Justin is up. We've got lap one. Lap one goes to Morgan. Justin.
No! This is
Justin
cheating!
Doesn't know how to...
Cheating!
We got another lap. You got to go another lap. Another lap.
And I still won.
No!
One more. Keep going.
Oh, no. You said two, Lonnie.
Justin is building
on her.
Morgan is cheating.
Oh, no.
Now, Justin is cheating. One more time.
No.
He's there. Okay. There's Morgan looking like a little roll. Her daughter,
no.
Justin, remember
no
when he was... Come on over here. We're almost at the finish line. Here we go.
Okay, this is
it's
a workout.
Me. Lonnie, we're both winning.
How does that feel?
I'm so
out of breath.
I
just went out there. I wanted to give it my all. I want to thank God, my kids I don't have, and my husband. Thank you for supporting me. I really appreciate it, and I know it took a lot of sacrifice. I know you gave up your job for me to do this.
By the way, I won.
Thank you.
Everyone saw
Here
me cheat it, and I won.
You get the gold medal, Justin.
Thank you, guys.
Of us exists always with this lighting, just so everyone knows.
See, and this is the reason why my big ass couldn't get
it. Go ahead, Lonnie. We'll give Lonnie one lap.
My knees!
Lonnie, if you can sit on it, we're gonna give you a medal. You can have this medal if your ass touch that plastic. Give it up for Lonnie, everybody! Hold on, let me straighten that wig out real quick. Hudson feeling confused and inspired all at the same time. The answer might surprise you. Plus, we're going to have a forklift here to get Lonnie up. That's all coming up.
I need a crane. Help me hook.
Oh, man. How fun.
We got Lonnie back in her seat.
Shout out to Gary for getting me out.
I'm pretty sure she left her right knee on the dance floor, but... We're going to go ahead and try to look for that in the lost and found. The world is watching the Tokyo Olympics right now, including stars like Kate Hudson.
Yes.
She told us who she's rooting for when we talked to her earlier this week about her Apple TV Plus show, Truth Be Told. cover that goddamn.
I have to say, because I've been working and I'm in the different, it's different time zones and stuff, and it's kind of weird time zones. I always catch the weird stuff in the highlights, and I got to watch some wrestling. And I was like, oh, yes, you know? And I was like, I don't know what is going on. I had no idea. I thought they were winning when they were losing. But I will say, these girls, these women, these female wrestlers are badass.
Yep.
They are. And celebrating badass women, Tamara Mensah Stock just became the first U.S. Black woman to win the Olympic gold in wrestling, everybody.
Actually, yes. I should have been it, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you should have been in it. In that leotard.
You're going to be a permanent host of Daily Pop. It's fine.
So you win, too. Simone Biles, if you have been watching The Young and the Restless NBC for the last, like, 3 weeks with Simone Biles, we just hit another milestone. Taylor Swift and her are fangirling over each other after Taylor narrated an Olympics promo praising Simone for prioritizing her mental health. She also called her a hero. Simone tweeted, I'm crying. How special. I love you. And Taylor responded, I cried watching you. I feel so lucky to have gotten to watch you all these years. But this week was a lesson in emotional intelligence and resilience. We all learn from you. Thank you.
I think this is just great. And it just, you know, it. I think we all learned something with what Simone had to go through this Olympics about how valuable our mental health is and to take care of that. And it's just as important as physical health or me getting on a tricycle.
Absolutely. It's the most, it's the most, your mental health, if you do not have that, if that is not of sound mind and body, you have nothing else.
100%.
So it's not even worth trying anything if you don't feel good.
Nope. 21-year-old Sydney McLaughlin just became the youngest gold medal winner in the 400-meter hurdles.
Yeah.
And she even broke her own world record while doing it.
God, these people. Can you imagine? Look at her. First of all, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Is she kidding?
My goodness.
Good for her.
It's crazy.
Good for her.
And we have one more medal to give out. Justin Sylvester just won the gold in pronouncing everybody's names right.
You did.
Shout out to him.
I was impressed with you. You really killed it. Because phonetically gets me messed up every time.
He was here at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, going through
at his computer. I said, oh, somebody trying to work. I guess I am. I'm like, okay.
Shady ass. Shady ass.
By the way, I was waking up at 5:30.
And by the way, I just came straight from the club. Up next, what do we really think about Lady Gaga's purple dress, cape, and headdress? We're playing Fashion or Fail when we come back. My rehearsal's in a dress. We have no paddles. It's time to play Fashion or Fail. We don't have our paddles ready.
Oh.
So let's talk looks.
Okay.
First up, Lady Gaga. Ready to play Carmen Sandiego in this look. Is it fashion or is it fair?
She has nice legs.
You guys, this made me so happy. I just can't explain the happiness I felt when I saw this. Like, she is so iconic. It is fashion. It's not even, it's fashion all the way. It's fashion for all of us.
Amen.
Lonnie, it's fashion for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love the look. I love, you know, anything that... It's an old comedian named Phyllis Diller.
We know Phyllis Diller. Can you imagine if you did this show with us permanently and we didn't know who Phyllis Diller was? We know Phyllis.
They just now figured out who. Yep. Give me my paddle, please. Thank you. It's fashion, okay? It's definitely
Gary, say hi to everybody.
Say hi, Gary.
Hey, everybody, it's Gary. All right.
Here's fashion.
Here's Gwen Stefani stepping out, but if you look a little closer, she has her hubby Blake Shelton on her shoes.
Ow!
Is this fashion or is this fail? You know,
why?
I love her.
Why is it fail?
I don't know if I want to put my husband's face on my shoes. It's a fail for me. You're not walking out with Jordan's face on your shoes.
You're right.
Lonnie, you're not walking out with J.P. Morgan's face on your shoes.
Well, I have socks with James and I on them.
Socks.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Someone gave it to me as a gift. I thought it was cute. And she just got married, so she's a newlywed. So
she looks amazing.
Going to a phase.
She is doing stuff right, that woman.
She is doing everything right.
Also, shout out to Kate Hudson. We're late on that, but she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Cardi B and Offset gave us a cute couples moment wearing matching camo shorts. Are we fashion or are we fail?
I love that they're on
Ghetto Fabulous!
I love a ghetto fabulous moment.
I love it. They look amazing. I love that she looks pregnant and like owning it. Wait, but this is Melrose or
yeah,
is this Fairfax?
No, this is Melrose. They got the blood on the streets.
Yeah.
You know what? Oh my God. Really?
No, he is.
Yes. It's scary. Vanessa Hudgens is serving solid gold dancer in this crop top billowing moment.
Ooh, fail.
It's a fail.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I don't know what it is. Vanessa's so beautiful and so cool. You know, she's so nice, but I don't know. This is not usually Jason Bolden does her. I don't love this.
It's a fail. We have a fun show planned for you tomorrow, so set your DVRs. Nope, Lonnie, we are not going there. We're hanging with Margot Robbie and Idris Elba. You don't want to miss it. Watch Nightly Pop. We love you guys.
I did it. Oh. I did it, Mama. Ooh, look at that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Get comfortable.